Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Yeah, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I'm all excited, class, because I have come to the realization that we're not going to lose the farm. And it's because of some things that we've done, some drastic measures. And I'll just tell you, let me take 1 minute and I'll tell you. The drought was killing us. We couldn't feed our cows. The price of hay was so expensive we couldn't afford it. Everything was going wrong. And we're working on the campground. I was working on the book. And I did not want to kill the goose that laid the golden egg. And what that really means is Sears did that. Sears killed the goose. Sears got into financial trouble because they made some really stupid decisions and implemented them. And they ended up having to sell their building, the Sears Tower. They had to do that because they ran out of money. So they sold their tower and then leased it back. That's killing the goose. For me, to sell the cows on the farm is killing the goose. Selling the cows and then having to buy them back later at a much higher price is insanity. So I had to come up with an answer, along with the rest of our family. And what we did, and this is going to explain a lot, we had to sacrifice the campground for the short term to feed the cows. Our best land is the campground. So we had to turn it into a hayfield, which meant that we couldn't have campers there because if the grass ever grew, it would be too tall, and we couldn't have the campers turning their vehicles around and parking on the best land that we have. We couldn't do it. So that's why we haven't turned on the campsite yet, because we had to feed the cows that are the golden goose. And by doing all those things, all the extreme measures that we took, it looks like we saved the farm. So we can have camping, but not right now. I mean, it's there. The children's play area is there. The tire run's there. It's all there. But the cows are eating it right now. And I don't think campers are going to want cows, you know, walking through their tents and scratching up against their camper trailers, you know, and rocking them. You know, 1,100-pound animal kind of rubbing up against a camper trailer is going to, you know, rock it back and forth. There's no question about it. It might even dent it. So that's where we are. And I've been so busy that I haven't been able to return phone calls. I haven't been able to do a lot of things. But on Monday, I think I'm going to say something that will change the way you look at a lot of things, especially people. And it came to me last night. You know, when I'm out there in the fields and I have been baling hay like I have been, I get a chance to think going round and round in circles. I just hear the drone of the diesel engine. And I had this glimmer of a thought. I almost fleshed it out last night while I was sleeping. I want to think about it today and next few days while I'm baling hay, because I'm going to be doing it for the next 4 or 5 days if it doesn't rain. But I have to be very careful how I say this. So I think I'm going to say it on Monday. And I believe if you pay attention to what I'm about to say, and it's very few words, It will change the way you look at everyone. Everyone. And I have a feeling you're going to end up throwing overboard some of your friends. So if you don't want to learn about this, don't tune in on Monday. Do not do it. But if you want to learn how I look at people, you might want to tune in on Monday. Greg Lesher's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Well, thank you, Vincent. Good morning to you. I admire what you're doing to support your family. You're providing food, and that's an honorable, very honorable job. And I'm glad you're able to keep the golden goose alive, so to say, because a lot of people aren't right now. And I,
well, Greg, it wasn't magic. It was not magic. It was diligence. It was perseverance. It was creativity. It was hard work. It was sweat. I mean, it was painful. But why would I allow them, the other team, to do so much damage as to take four generations of work? Why would I do that? And that's what this farm is. This farm is the culmination of four generations of blood, sweat, and tears. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
It's my parents, it's my grandparents, it's our children, and it's my wife and me. That's what it is. And so...
And I...
This,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I hate to say this, but, you know, there may come a time when you have to abandon that very, very, in a very close future.
I understand that.
I know you. Your importance is in the safety and preservation of your family and in the Lord. So I know that you won't sacrifice your lives for material goods. And that comforts me. And I really don't think anybody should.
Very, very well said. Very well said. You know, Greg, I know you're going to talk about this innovation that you're working on. You know, I just wanted to mention that Joe yesterday announced that he is providing $900 million in electric vehicle charging. He's going to roll out, Congress approved about $5 billion over the next 5 years to fund and build infrastructure for charging stations. You know, when gasoline stations were first unrolled in the United States, the government didn't say, we're all going to put a gas station on every corner. This was up to private enterprise to do this. In this case, Joe is stealing money, and Congress, stealing money from every person who pays and giving it to the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers as laborers to install electrical vehicle charging stations, as well as whatever other companies are involved in producing the equipment. This is absolute insanity.
Yeah, especially because of the fact that, you know, Joe's counting on magic, that the power to provide to these charging stations is just going to magically appear.
It does not exist. The power to push the electrons through the wiring, through the transformers, through the infrastructure, ultimately to the charger itself and the transformer and the charger itself, flat out does not exist. So these people who have these green alleged vehicles are relying on nuclear power and fossil fuel to power their electric cars. It's just not gas or diesel in their tank.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
And it takes 2 to 3 days worth of electric power generation from our two solar arrays to charge one electric vehicle one time. 2 to 3 days worth of what we could run our farm on. We can run our farm on our solar panels. But it would take 2 to 3 days worth of solar power to charge one Tesla once. That means that if everybody had an electric vehicle, it would take the electricity, it would take more than twice, if not three times, the amount of electricity we're currently using in our homes to charge all those electric vehicles. It's not going to happen.
What are we going to do? Work one day a week? Because that's the only power we'll have to get to work is one day a week. Possibly two.
Greg, I think there's going to be a run on. I think there's going to be a run on baseball bats when people realize that their neighbors with their electric vehicles have caused blackouts and brownouts in their homes, and they can't watch Netflix, they can't watch the TV, they can't turn on the lights, they can't use their well water, they can't run their Ring doorbell systems, they can't do anything, have Wi-Fi, because their neighbors, there's so many of them with these electric vehicles, that they brought the grid down. So then the baseball bats are going to come out, and then there's going to be a rash of new windshields being needed for these electric vehicles, because people are going to unleash their fury on them. That's just a vision I have. I'm not suggesting anybody do it. I just see that this could happen. Or it's going to be flat tires.
Either that, or they'll put chains around these charging stations and pull them all down to the ground, just rip them out of the ground.
Greg, have you seen some of these electric vehicle charging stations? And to run them, they have diesel-powered generators built by Kohler? Literally.
Yeah, absolutely. Great big old,
You know, the kind of thing that you need
to generate that kind of electricity. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you'd have to have an 18-wheeler to haul one of these generators over to the charging station site so they could set it. It's that big. You need an 18-wheeler to move one of these things, and then you can connect the chargers to this big diesel-powered generator. So these people who think that these electric vehicles are a panacea have lost their minds. And that was one of the things I was thinking about this morning before the broadcast. I'm so angry that our educational system has been so dumbed down, so destroyed, that people who run for office don't necessarily understand science. They don't get it. They don't know what a horsepower is. They don't know what 746 watts means. They don't know. They just think that energy, electricity, comes from thin air. Class,
Yeah. We
had a guy at the expo, and he was telling people that they could take a car alternator and hook it up to a bicycle and run their house. Let me tell you what. An alternator might take 7 horsepower. I don't know anybody that can produce 7 horsepower. I don't know a single person. As a matter of fact, a person can produce about a tenth of a horsepower. The bottom line is, if you were pretty fit and you hooked up an alternator to a bicycle, a person probably couldn't pump that bicycle for more than 10 minutes.
I was just going to say, the alternator they may be talking about is one of those little 2 or 3 inch little alternators that you would put against your tire that will give you just enough light so that people could see that you're riding your bike down the street. And you could probably hook it up to a playhouse and light it up with some LED.
They used to have a generator that back in the 60s that would rub against the tire, and you could flip this thing and it had this wheel that would rub against the tire as you went forward, and it would power your headlight. It was like a flashlight. And nobody put that generator on when they were going uphill because it was so much more work.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Now, class, Greg and I have not talked about this, but I have a feeling that the operative words for today's class are constrained optimization. Constrained optimization. And what that means is you want to optimize the situation. You want to make the best it can be. But you're limited by some factors. And Greg's going to talk about his innovation, and you're going to see how this plays out, as well as I will at the same time. So if you look at our farm, we had 241 acres, no more. That's it, 241, and we weren't getting any more. Money was unavailable. The price of hay to feed our cows was 3 to 4 times what it was a year ago. The sun was beating down and cooking everything in sight. We were in a drought situation. So those were some, just some of the constraints. The equipment had been breaking down because we can't get parts for it. So you look at those constraints, and how do you make the best of that? And that's what we did. We had to sacrifice the campground temporarily. So, constrained optimization. You might want to write that down, because your life is going to be nonstop constrained optimization from now on. Greg?
Yeah, just 1 second.
We're talking about constrained optimization. Class, so think about that in your life. Does that make sense? You go to the food store and you see that it's now twice as expensive, 3 times as expensive. And one of the constraints is how much money you have to buy food. Another one is, can you plant a garden? Do you have a place to plant a garden? Another one is, can you get fertilizer? Is it available? Another one is, do you have the seeds? Another one is, do you have the moisture? Another one is, do you have the knowledge? Another one is, how do you keep the pests out? How do you keep the raccoons out? How do you keep the squirrels out? How do you keep the birds out? How do you keep your neighbors out? Constrained optimization. When you look at cooking dinner, are you making things stretch? Are you using stretching ingredients? Are you using pasta? Because pasta is relatively inexpensive compared to some other foods. And it's filling and it kind of works, but it doesn't have the nutrition that other foods might have. So your life is going to be nonstop constrained optimization. Greg?
Yeah, I agree, Vincent. You know, when I've really been playing with these 30-watt, the reason I say 30 watts, it doesn't matter what your power source is. As long as you've got that 30 watts, you got a 420-degree little heater. I had a friend of mine who went ahead and bought a bunch of them and decided to play around with them. And what he found is with six of these little things, he could take out the ceramic part of his slow cooker, place it on top of these six little PDZ heaters, hooked up to a couple of 100-watt solar panels, put the lid on it, and he was using a slow cooker and cooking rice, cooking stew. I mean, he sees the beauty in it because, number one, you're doing it without fossil fuels or, you know, propane or natural gas, which could become very scarce and very expensive in the near future. And you're not putting out a smoke fire coming out your chimney, so nobody knows what's going on. So this is the kind of living that we're going to have to be doing and thinking about extremely quick. I wanted to talk about a subject that is another nail in the coffin for the October. And that is all the concerts. I understand all the concerts, rock stars, country stars, they've all canceled their tours for the next 3 months. Something is going on. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
I don't know, but I was reading about Bruce Springsteen and the price of some of the tickets, and he was supposed to be a man of the people, but the price of his tickets are the price of what, you know, a brand new Ford used to be back in 1970. So, and by the way, seriously,
yes.
You know, $3,000, $4,000, and $5,000 and more. And by the way, Mrs. Finelli knows Bruce Springsteen. She knows him. How does she know him? They went to school together. Really. And he used to be a man of the people. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
The golden calf.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Virginia has denied parole to convicted sniper killer Lee Boyd Malvo, ruling that he is still a risk to the community 2 decades after he and executed partner John Allen Muhammad terrorized the Washington, D.C. region. Americans and illegal immigrants continue to die from the unsecure border as the surge of drugs into our country and immigrants drowning attempting to cross the raging Rio Grande River has many leaders looking the other way. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis tells President Biden to do his job.
Now, what would be the best is for Biden to do his job and secure the border.
As the war rages on in Europe, Ukrainian authorities have found a mass grave site in the Kharkiv region. Ukraine's defense ministry said the burial site contains 440 unmarked graves and was found near Izium, Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Flash today.
God, you're take my when you go to the PC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Craig Letcher is with us. RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. That's where you get the book. And, Greg, I measured the power consumption of a slow cooker or a crock pot. And on low power, an old vintage crock pot, a Rival brand, R-I-V-A-L brand, the kind we have here at the farm, uses about 75 watts on low power, about 149, 150 on high power. So what you're doing is accomplishing heating with your ceramic heater. It makes absolute perfect sense. So two of them.
Sure. And what I was going to say, too, is the beauty of it is that you can hook it directly to the solar panel instead of running it through an inverter, which uses electricity. It's kind of like what you were talking about with the guy in the alternator saying that you can power with a bicycle and alternator, you can power your house. People, an alternator is not really efficient. You're using an alternator uses a set of coils that you apply electricity to generate what the magnets do. Much more efficient is called a permanent magnet motor, or a that's what you'd use on a windmill. But anyway, you're right. It's very efficient. Direct hook. And the voltage is so variable. It can be anywhere from 12 volts to 220 volts, AC or DC. That's what these little heaters can draw that 30 watts off of to come up with that 420 degrees. And what I need to do is send you the link so that you can put that on your website so that people can get the right one for the job.
Yeah.
Back to you.
Yeah. And class, here's one way of looking at it. If you want to know about an electrical device, how efficient it is, how much heat does it make when it operates? Okay. So we used to have tube, T-U-B-E, powered radios. And they would consume about 45 to 55 watts. I'm talking about an AM table radio, you know, that you'd have in your kitchen back in the 60s. They all did. They all use the same set of vacuum tubes, or darn close to the same set. And then televisions used to be these great big boxes, and they had big air vents on the back, lots of holes in the back Masonite back cover. That was to let the heat out, because they were inefficient. And we became more efficient when we migrated to transistors, and even more efficient when we migrated to integrated circuits. So less and less heat comes out of devices. But if you want to know if there's any wasted energy, like on your monitor on your PC, well, that would be the heat coming out. That's wasted energy. If you want to know about, does your computer have wasted energy? Of course it does. That's what the fan is for, to move cooler air into the computer and hotter air out of the computer. That hot air is wasted energy. That's what Greg's talking about. What he's saying is that you can save the transition from solar power to charge controller, where there's loss, to the inverter, where there's some more loss, to the AC outlet, where your device is plugged in. So if you're plugging in just this ceramic heater just to the solar panel, you've eliminated the inverter, and you've eliminated the charge controller, and you've eliminated the batteries. So you've eliminated three points of loss. And it's absolutely true. Do we have loss in our solar system? Absolutely. No question about it.
And if you have some technical abilities, you could take an old, $15 from Dollar General or Family Dollar crockpot, open it up, take out the old heating element, take out the insulation, and glue in with some high heat glue these ceramic heaters. Put two on the bottom. Have a switch that just the two come on for low. Put a couple more on the sides, on the opposite side, and that will be your medium, and then put two more on the opposite side so that when all of them come on, you've got high. Low, medium, and high. Throw yourself on a little timer switch, a spring-loaded timer, and you've got yourself a cooker that you can throw your stuff in, turn it on, put the time on it, come back later, and have it all cooked. There's so many things that you can do with these little heaters. They're just amazing. And right now, the way things are going with the electricity and power, and I'm telling you, right now is the time to buy solar. It's 50 cents a watt or less for a solar panel. So we're talking $150 would run 12 of these things. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
You're saying $150 would buy a 300-watt panel, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a dozen of them.
Yeah.
Going.
You're talking about a dozen panels, or you're talking about a dozen heaters?
And just a direct hook and in the sun. Now, if you have a solar system and you have some extra panels and you have some battery storage, you can go ahead and use these things and cook at night, or run a space heater, make a space heater out of which. I had a friend, that same friend yesterday, he put some on the brick, and the brick was getting pretty darn hot, so he put a little fan, and he could feel that heat building up in the room. if you've got a well-insulated building, there's some quick heat for you. You know, without any visible fuel other than the sun and the storage thereof. So, and this weekend, tomorrow, I'm going to be running and testing my big breakthrough. And I will let the class know next week just how successful it is, what I'm pulling out of it, and I'll go ahead and put together a little book and throw that on my website for those of you that are really interested in having fresh water from any water source. And I do mean any water source. I don't care if you get it from the gutter. You can have yourself purified drinking water out of that gutter.
Greg, do you ever sleep? Do you ever sleep?
I have a rough time sometimes because my mind just keeps going and going and going. And, you know, the more I think, the more inspiration that seems to flow my way. So I just take advantage of it. How about you? Do you sleep, Vincent?
I could use some more, I can tell you that. But you know what's interesting, Greg? You and I have never met. I've never met Kathy. I've never met Kyle. I've never met Sharon. And my closest friends I've never met. But yet, we have some common bonds in the way we think, the way we approach things. And it's wonderful. But I have a feeling, and I was thinking about this last night and yesterday when I was going round and round baling hay. I don't think there are very many of us. We are so outnumbered. I read that Joe's approval rating is up around 55%. I don't understand how that can be. Unless 55% of the people are absolutely dumb as a box of rocks. I don't understand how that could possibly be true. Unless they are willing to be led to slaughter. Because there's nothing. He is incapable of telling the truth. I don't believe people in Washington know what the truth is. I don't believe they do. I believe they're pathological liars. I believe that they lie so much that they don't know anything but lying. The press secretary is saying that our border's secure. Kamala is saying our border's secure. Governors in Florida and Texas and Arizona are shipping illegal aliens to Washington, D.C. and Martha's Vineyard. And Martha's Vineyard has these signs up saying, you know, we welcome everybody. This is, we are, I'm paraphrasing, they're against hate. They are for Black Lives Matter. They are for the homos. They are for the perverts, the parasites. They're for all of these people until they got 50 of them in a transportation load, and now they have 50 illegal aliens, and they don't know what to do with them. And they say, we're too wealthy to handle this. We can't do this. And the term is called NIMBY, N-I-M-B-Y. It's an old term. Not in my backyard. Yeah, we're all for nuclear power, but don't put any of those things near us. We're all for Black Lives Matter, but don't be demonstrating in our streets. That's what NIMBY is. And what we're finding
right.
out...
What?
Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, having somebody come in with... into your neighborhood, bashing things, and you take your gun out and protect your property, they'll come after you. Yet, their neighborhood, they have armed security guards.
And they have gates. They're gated enclaves. They live in these gated villages. They call them gated communities. So you have to have a passcode to get in. Because they don't want the riffraff in there. But they say they do. And when I say what I'm going to say on Monday, I've got to polish it up a little bit. Because a word that's not perfect here or there might cause me a lot of problems. So I'm going to be thinking about the exact phraseology. Right now it is 1, 2, 3... 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 words. It's 12 words, and I want to polish it and make it better. But it's how I look at people. And I have a feeling, class, when I say this, you're going to say, I think he's right. That's what I think you're going to say. And I think this is going to change your life. I really do. And I want to make sure I get it right, otherwise I'd say it right now, because I have it written down. I wrote it down during the break. It was in my mind, but if you think about it, this will tell you why we are in collapse mode. It will point out very clearly, it's like a test. It's like a litmus test. Is this person one of them, or is this person one of us? And about us, there are very few of us. Very few. I used to think 10% of people were preparedness-minded. I'm talking about, like, your instructors, Greg, Kathy, Lou, Cassidy, Kyle, Sharon, Rich. I'm talking about us, Greg, of course. We're preparedness-minded, but I used to think there were 10% of us in the population. Then I thought, I don't think that's right. This was during the expo years. And I thought, well, no, it's probably like 5%. Then I thought it was 2%. Then I thought it was 1%. Now I think it's 1/100th of 1%. And that explains why 55% of the people allegedly approve of what Joe's doing.
That's because you actually they sit have behind to... that great big silver screen and just suck it all up.
I don't think they know how to read.
I don't think so either.
There are people who listen to news commentators, and then they bash them. You know, what an idiot this guy is. What an idiot that gal is. They listen to the Raggedy Ann doll, the press secretary. And why would anybody listen to that? She is a serial liar, in my opinion. She can't tell the truth. She's a homo.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Around 1950, the total federal outlay was about $400 billion. Joe just announced that he is going to, he's announced $135 billion for electric vehicle development and creation. $135 billion. In 1950, the entire federal government outlay was three times that. For everything. And people think this is great. They think this guy, 55% approve of him. It's unbelievable. And the only reason you're hearing this kind of thing right here is because GCN supports free speech. They allow us to tell you the truth. Has anybody said that to you? Has anybody said that Joe has planned and has approved and has signed documents to install 500,000 charging stations for electric vehicles? Do you have one? Do you have an electric vehicle? Do you need one? Do you need a charger for one? Seems to me that anyone that has an electric vehicle ought to figure out how to get it charged. Maybe in their own garage. And not bring the rest of the economy down by providing these unnecessary chargers that can't be fueled because the grid can't support it. This is nuts. Beyond nuts. And he wants to run again. I guess 4 years worth of total destruction is not enough. I gotta tell you.
I'm so angry. Vincent, I don't think those numbers are correct, and I'll tell you what I think's going on. I think most people can't stand the guy, but I think they're throwing those numbers out there because they plan on doing something. I think they plan on stealing the election again. That's just my thought. But I'm not a gambler, and I know you're not a gambler, and there's only one way to be a successful gambler, and that is to take advantage and lie and cheat. And if you're not gamblers, then you need to quit gambling with your lives and stop thinking that things are going to get better. Especially because we've got this book that we seem to concentrate on Sundays, which I think we need to be thinking about all the time, and that is what's in store in the future. If you're not a gambler, you need to get some knowledge. If you haven't done it, I suggest you get on it today. I wish I could tell you you had 6 months to get prepared, but I don't think we've even got that. Your thoughts?
Kyle said something very interesting yesterday. Kyle said that we're talking about, I mentioned Harry and Meghan. Imagine if they were your friends. They were your besties. And you got on the phone. What would you say? I mean, what would you, if you called Harry and said, "Hey Harry, can you bring over some jumper cables? My car won't start." Do you think he could help you? Hey, Harry, I'm having trouble getting the lug nuts off my wheel. Can you help me? Hey Harry, can we borrow the Rover? My wife needs to go to work. Our car won't start. What kind of usefulness? What kind of skills would Harry and Meghan bring to the table if they were your friends? And in that line, I'd just like to read this. I read it yesterday, but I'd like to read it, Greg, and I'd like to hear your comments specifically. I got a bunch of calls and emails and correspondence. How come you never call me? How come you never answer the phone? How come we don't talk anymore? What's going on, Vinny? What happened to you? And I responded this way. I wrote this and I sent this out. I no longer talk with anyone who supported the regime that's destroying my farm and our American way of life. Elections and selections have consequences. I'm barely holding on to the farm. Hyperinflation in everything that's necessary. Food, diesel fuel, fertilizer, seeds, grains, tires. COVID and the jabs have killed three of my family on my wife's side and countless friends as well. I know it's no longer about which team one likes best, the Yankees or the White Sox. It's serious, not frivolous. Perverts have taken over high places and destroyed everything in their wake. Pete, Lori, and our public schools. Chicago is a murder capital, and San Francisco is drug infested. They've ruined it all. I warned you this would happen. Best wishes, Vincent. Any quick comments?
Yeah, quick comment is this is going on with all the people that are beating you. All of them. They're all going under, except for these big corporations that depend on feeding the insects.
Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel? I don't.
I don't. Not only the light that you're going to provide to yourself and your family and your loved ones and those that you associate with that are like-minded.
RealWaterIndependence.com. That's Greg's website, RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg, thank you so much. See you next week.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.